Okay, so we're diving into Viv and her kindness box project today. And I was really curious about, what about this particular story stood out to you enough
Good.
to bring to this deep dive?
It's interesting, right? Because we think about kindness and we often go big,
Right.
grand gestures. And this is a classroom
Yeah.
with a simple project.
It's a kid.
Yeah. And it's the small things. And I
Yeah.
think that's the thing that we forget about.
It's not even just the small things. I think what really stood out to me is the personalization of it,
Yes.
that she was really going, the extra mile to think about what would matter to each individual kid.
This is what psychologists would call gifts of affirmation,
Okay.
where you're acknowledging someone for their unique qualities, and that can be so powerful,
Absolutely.
especially for a kid like Sam, who's described as being shy.
Yeah.
To be told that he's smart and a great friend can be huge.
Yeah, and you can tell like she really thought about it. It wasn't just like, oh, you're nice and you're funny. It was like, Emma, you're so helpful.
Yes.
Leo, you always make people laugh. Like,
She was paying attention.
she was paying attention. She was seeing them for
Yes.
who they were.
And I think that's it. When we talk about the impact of these small gestures,
Yeah.
that's what makes it so powerful. Like
Yeah.
that sense of being seen and valued.
Right. And I also think it's about, we've talked before about the power of environment, right? And how the spaces we're in really impact us. And I think this is such a great example of that.
Yeah.
She really shifted the whole classroom dynamic
Right.
with this one act, with this one project.
And it wasn't just a one-time thing.
Right.
It created this ripple effect.
And you see that with Sam, who's initially kind of hesitant, and then he actually goes out of his way to thank her.
Exactly. And there's actually research that backs that up.
Okay.
Pro-social behavior, they found, is contagious. So when we see someone else being kind, it actually makes us more likely to be kind ourselves.
So it really does have this ripple effect
It does.
that can spread beyond just the immediate interaction.
Exactly.
And what I love about this too is that Miss Lopez, she doesn't just let it go, she actually acknowledges it.
Right.
She praises Viv in front of the class.
That positive reinforcement,
Yeah.
it's so important
Yeah.
because it shows the other kids that this is something to be valued. It
Yeah.
reinforces that behavior.
And so it encourages more of it. That,
Exactly.
like this positive feedback loop.
Yes.
Yeah. And all sparked by this one girl
One girl and a kindness box.
and her kindness box.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I also think it's interesting because, for Viv, I think this was a huge learning experience too.
Absolutely.
Because, sometimes we can get caught up in thinking that we have to make these big grand gestures to make a difference.
Right.
And this really shows that it's often the small
The
things,
small things
the little acts of kindness that can have the biggest impact.
and the thoughtfulness behind them,
Yeah.
that
Yeah,
personalization.
it's not just about being nice, it's about being thoughtful and intentional with
Exactly.
your kindness.
Yeah.
Wow, this is really making me think, what little thing can I do today
Right.
to brighten someone's day?
What small act of kindness
Yeah.
can you put out there?
Because you never know how far that ripple effect might go.
Exactly.
Wow.
You might just inspire a whole classroom
Or community or a family.
or a family.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, this has been fantastic food for thought as always.
Always a pleasure.
Really appreciate you bringing the story to the deep dive today.
Thank you for having me.
And I'm excited to see what little acts of kindness we can all put out into the world.
Me too.
Thanks again.
Thank you.
And we'll see everyone next time
Bye.
for another deep dive.